Good evening. How are you doing? Okay, so we work with this. I'm a little crazy, so I have some things that I like to do. I like to engage the congregation when I preach. But one thing that I think when people ask you how you're doing, we have to have a phrase that kind of rolls off the tongue and also that gives hope to the other person. My favorite thing to say when people ask me how I'm doing is, I'm greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. So I'm going to ask you to kind of indulge me. If I ask you in a homily, how are you doing? To respond, greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. So repeat after me. Greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. It's good to hear the congregation say that, because this church fills with hope when we acknowledge how good our God loves us. You know, and this weekend is one of those weekends in which we acknowledge how much our God loves us. It's a solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi, where God reveals how he gives himself to us here in this Mass through the Eucharist, how he offers himself to us that we may receive him, that we may be transformed by God himself, and how truly blessed, favored, and loved we are because we get to celebrate that. The readings today remind us of all this reality. We have that beautiful first reading where we have Abram and that encounter with Melchizedek. Melchizedek, the priest that no one really knows who he is. Scripture scholars kind of argue about who Melchizedek is. He's the king of Salem. Some would argue that Salem is short for Jerusalem. And yet, if we look at the history of sacred scripture and the timeline of when this is taking place, Jerusalem is not that important of a figure within the life of Israel. And yet the king of Jerusalem, the priest of God Most High, comes to bless Abram, who has been preparing himself to receive God's blessing. Because we know the establishment of the covenant is taking place. And it gives us a key in how we are to receive God in the Eucharist, to receive his blessings. We have to be prepared for it. And fortunately for us, there are many tools in the church to help us prepare to receive God's blessings. One of my favorite happened to be St. Ignatius of Loyola's Rules of the Discernment of Spirits. There are 14 rules that he puts together. And in the first rule, I'm going to paraphrase it so you don't have to listen to it all. He says, from people that are going from vice to vice, the enemy makes them feel good about it, not worry about it. But from those who are trying to get better and trying to live the virtuous life, God kind of pricks their conscience a bit. He nudges them ever so gently on the right path. And for Ignatius, the first rule for us to prepare to receive God is to know that very basic thing of where we are at and which direction we are going. For Ignatius of Loyola, that is the key to prepare to receive God and his blessings. It's to have an honest assessment of who we are and where we need to go.